Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't trip.
Don't even trip. We got you.
All right. Welcome to episode 3.
Episode 3. You
know what
episode
I'm
saying? I don't even know what episode this is.
The D.
Okay.
D the Don and Bone, we got a very special guest. My boy David from Don't Trip, We Got You. Introduce yourself, my boy.
I didn't talk yet, though, so you feel me?
Yeah, shit on
me. Hey, what's up, y'all? It's David from Don't Trip. All the Don't Trip fans are here. Come support the boys. They got something special coming out right now. But it's a little collab episode, you know what it
Look
is.
Look at
that. For sure.
We got a little bit of their stuff, a little bit of our stuff. If you don't know me from these guys' channels, I'm from Arizona, moving around, doing my thing.
Arizona?
Yeah, Arizona. Got the heat going.
What y'all call it? Y'all call it that?
We call it Arizona. Nah, we just call it Arizona.
Oh, there's no nickname?
Nah, there ain't no nickname. It's not like L.A., N.Y., nothing.
Damn.
It's just
A.Z. Y'all, yeah, A.Z.
Nah,
A.Z.
A.Z. A.Z. Nah, it's hot out there, so visit in the winter. don't come in the summer. But we just doing our thing, bro. We just gonna talk our talk, have a good episode.
Sure. Damn, boy, this motherfucker picking up a little bit, ain't it? Yeah, right. But look, it's a little blue over there.
Yeah, the cloud
is probably gonna come and go, probably.
The cloud gonna, y'all gonna look out.
For sure, man.
Please.
Hey, what you want to start? You want me to start or you want to start?
Nah, you know, you go ahead. Set it off.
What's
set it off.
I don't know what it is. We got the Don't Trip questions for y'all.
Oh, man. I've been looking forward to this all day.
So you'll be sending us advice. You need advice and no price. That's our motto, right? So we're going to rock with this. We got the boys. They're going to give you the best advice they got. So here's the first question of the day. Ooh, now that's not that one.
People don't be liking my advice,
really?
Bro. No, I don't know, bro, but I'll keep it G.
Yeah, no, I'm going to keep it.
People don't, wait, he lying. He lying. People don't like the truth, bro. That's what it is.
I remember one time you called, you said, don't lie.
He be lying, bro.
I think this is why, like, when I give people advice, I put my own self in the situation.
Yeah.
And niggas just ain't like me. That's why they don't like the advice. You know what I'm saying?
I respect that.
You feel me? But you ask me, you gonna get what I give. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, man. Respect what you get. You asking for advice. It's going to
hit. But stay on your side.
I'm not a relatable
Stay on your side. I'm just saying, stay on your side, bro. Stay on your side, bro.
You still not a relatable nigga.
He just be doing the extra.
So he a mean one.
Nah, he a dickhead.
What the fuck?
Nah, I would say I'm a dickhead.
All right.
I come off with that. Because, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I keep it G. All right. And I don't care.
That's all it is, bro. You got to keep it.
Hit me with it.
Go ahead. Do you think if you ask for your partner's phone and they said no, that they're hiding something? Don't trip.
We got you.
All right.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, shit.
What y'all got?
All right. So, I asked for Shotty's phone. Uh-huh. She say no.
Yeah. You think she hiding something?
How she say the no?
She like, said no. Nah. Like she either, you can either grab it and she take it back, or you just ask for it and be like, no, like, if she kind of hiding. You know, you feel me? Like, hey, oh, nah. You're just scenario, right? You ask for, hey, can I check something on your phone real quick? She's like, start looking. If you're like, no, not right now. I'm using it, blah, 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 something like that. Do you think she hiding something?
She's a swoop, boy.
It's something. She's a swoop.
She want a what?
It's something in her.
She's a swoop.
What's a swoop? She's a swoop.
Oh, yeah. Right. Put him on the lingo, bro. Yeah.
Put him on that. Put him on that. Put him on AZ. Like, in layman's terms, you know what I'm saying? She messing around.
She get around town.
She's a
whole. She a doorknob. Everybody get a turn.
All that.
She swoop. Nah, if she, bro, no to the phone, period.
Yeah.
Even if it's not right now. Nah, that's a red flag.
So what, are y'all comfortable kind of giving out your phone then?
Like, oh, yeah. If I'm in a relationship, bro, I'm with you. Bro, sure. Yeah.
There's nothing to hide for real.
I ain't got nothing to hide. Only way I'm not getting to you, I got something to hide.
Yeah, that's true.
Think about it.
That's very true. You ever pull the card though? Like when you're trying to hide something, be like, here, check my phone. And she'd be like, nah, I trust you because you tried to check my phone.
What, that reverse psychology?
Oh,
I know.
Twin. I done did that and I had something in my phone. But
so
I was like, fuck
you. You told her.
Well, what? Nah, nigga. I was trying her bluff.
Okay.
I was calling her bluff like, man, you want to check my phone? Check it, bro. Ain't nothing in there. Knowing damn well she go to the right spot, she going to find something. She like, I ain't even do all that. Thank God. Yeah, that's what I thought, man. So come on, man. Stop playing with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, bro.
It worked. It worked. That's our reverse.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because a nigga.
Uno reverse real quick.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
What I'd be cool with, though.
Yeah.
I don't think this is bad. If you ask for a phone, she give it to you, and then she asks why.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's a little, like, because I do respect people's privacy, you know what I'm saying? I think I don't think you have to go through somebody's phone.
Yeah.
I learned my lesson the hard way. I don't know if you saw the video.
But to flip that, though, why are you going through her phone in the first place, though? Why you want to see her phone
first?
That's
very true. You got to be suspicious of something. But I feel like I would feel disrespected if I wasn't doing nothing, though, and someone asked to go through my phone. I'd be like, what you, like, that's, you don't trust me? You don't, what's the problem?
So your mind automatically goes to, you think I'm cheating?
If, yeah, honestly. Yeah. I'd be like, you'd be like, why you think I'm stepping out? Like, what are you checking for? I mean, I understand if you just want my phone, like, and you ain't got your phone on you. Like, you just want to check something on the internet or something like that. I'm like, all right, for sure. Here, take mine. But if you like, oh, give me your phone. I need to look at something. Like, if you're right. You should ask the why after.
Yeah.
Why you need my phone? Then maybe I'll be a little suspicious if she was like, I just, look.
Yeah.
What you checking?
Yeah,
what you got to see? What you got to see?
For sure.
That's respect.
What it is.
Feel that.
Yeah, no, I stay out phones. He got some story.
Oh,
he got a story.
I didn't see the, you said it.
He got one story. He don't go through phone.
You throw up?
Shit, damn near. I was shaking, boy.
Like that.
Yeah, like, so my girl at the time, during a good range of time, she kept accusing me of cheating and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Of being outside the relationship and stuff like that. That's going to get in the...
Hopefully that mic's just
messing up. We had a clip like this when a bus drove by.
Yeah.
And he asked me if I would date a bus driver. Would you date a bus driver?
Would you date a trash lady?
Ooh, that's even
she's
better.
She's a driver question. Or is she on the bike?
Yeah, she was driving.
That's an even better question. She driving trucks.
Yeah. Is she on the bike when she got a... Where they jump off the back and
the back.
And
the back.
My boy from AZ.
Bro, he said bike. I thought he was like, "What? Who riding the bike?"
The bike.
Cool. Okay, I feel you.
Yeah.
She's driving the trash truck.
Yeah.
I dated.
You dated?
I'm not.
You tripping?
Why am I tripping?
Hold up. Why did you date her?
He'd rather date somebody that stay at home and don't do nothing than a trash lady.
Absolutely. Yeah, you gonna take care of it.
Yeah.
All right.
For sure.
Okay. Would you date? I wonder. Nah.
You dating her? She on the back of the truck. Put like she. She tossing the whole trash can in the truck, bro.
I do it.
You do it?
I do it.
That boy be lying. What do you do?
I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna respect the hustle. If as long as that ain't the end goal that you
he's just shallow, bro. He's not gonna understand. He's shallow. No, he's shallow.
You tell me if you mess shallow right, she's shallow.
Niggas is liars.
No. Think about it.
Y'all wouldn't date her.
Yes, if you found out you met a girl at a bar, right? She fire, she cool, she whatever, but y'all vibing all night. She says she a trash lady, you're gonna be like, nah. You lying. She looking good.
If in your relationship now she was a trash lady, you leaving?
She said, I got
you. You not leaving.
I would know this.
You know now.
Because she lied to me up to this.
Cool. Thing. So now you know. So you leaving?
Yes, she lied.
She lied.
She's a liar. And a trash lady. Bad combination.
I'm telling.
Hey, they made some money, though.
I'm telling.
Truck drivers. They made some money.
I got a question for y'all.
What's your question?
It's more. Let's move this conversation to hygiene. All
right.
How many times do you wrap the toilet tissue around your hand before you wipe?
Depending on the tissue.
Yeah, we got one ply, two ply, like Charmin Ultra. What you talking about?
I use
less is more.
I just use what's comfortable, what feel good. All
right,
less is more.
Commercial.
This nigga wipe his ass.
What?
Wait, what? Hey, this one little square.
What y'all, bro?
Finger be breaking through the toilet paper. Let me think.
Hold up, you gotta
simulate.
I think two.
I do like two or three.
Yeah, two or three.
Nah, my shit get kind of heavy, so I might do three.
I'll be two. You just got one?
Wait, what?
I'm saying my I need to make sure my ass is clean. It depends on the shit. Like if it's some loose shit, I need about 3-4.
Yeah.
But if it just slide out like smooth,
about
two.
About two.
I respect it.
You just go straight toilet paper. You can use some like wipes. You got some.
I'm mess with wipes.
When I used to have wipes just for women when they came over.
Okay, that's
respect. And so you know what I'm saying. One time, I didn't have no toilet tissue, but I had the wipes there. So like, man, let me try this shit.
Yeah.
This ain't bad.
Hey, it was smooth.
I messed with the wipes.
Not bad. Nah,
you gotta
I just don't like it too wet. I don't like a wet ass.
I don't like wet ass.
It's good. That's good. Yeah, nah. Two, three. If you out there using one,
yeah,
I need to go get some help.
Actually.
Yeah, you losing one little
one
sheet. Yeah, that's crazy, bro. You know your one finger slipping sheet. Through that.
Hey, you go.
Bro, you know
the
your
smell gonna
city,
seep
bro.
Through that. Ooh. Through one.
You got boo boo on your hands.
That's tough.
Boo boo on your hands.
Nah. Okay. So we're big on hygiene.
Yeah, yeah.
And we've had this question became kind of popular.
All right, what's up?
How do you go about how do you go about rinsing your behind when you in the shower?
Rinsing my behind?
Correct.
Yeah.
See, I'm a clean guy, right? So you got to get between the crack. You got to do it the right way.
You okay.
Do it the right way.
What's the right
so
way?
You spread them?
I don't spread them.
So shoot. How does the water get in?
Shoot. Nah, I don't spread them.
So how the water get in there?
I think you got to use a loofah. You got to use a loofah.
You got a loofah?
Yeah, I got a loofah. I'm a clean. Yeah, we be using loofah. So I get the scrub. Once everything else is clean, in case there's some booty juice after, you don't want to get the booty juice on everything else. You feel me? So you just wipe that off, check the sponge, make sure there ain't no booty juice, and then clean off the sponge. Yeah, so get between the cracks.
But he asked me, how do you rinse?
How do you rinse?
Yeah.
I'm not going to cap. I'm just hoping the water got through there. Hey, if there's soap back there, it's clean. It's got bubbles. It's got bubbles. It's clean. I fully believe that it got through the crack.
Y'all
seep through the crack.
So y'all don't rinse correctly.
Saying,
so
wait,
you be telling me you be
bro. He talking
cheek.
About he's red.
Red cheek over there.
I'm not
red.
Saying that.
He's red.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that.
He's red.
You know what I'm saying though? You know what I'm saying though? Y'all talking about y'all just hope it just get
bro,
it out. That's crazy.
It's more than I know it's gone.
How you
bro.
Know? It's crazy though.
Cause you can feel when soap is between your ass cheeks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like when you wash your hands, right? You might not get all the soap off. But I'm finna dry. I'm finna dry between my cheeks.
Yeah.
So it's gonna get out.
So you still spreading them?
No, you're not spreading.
Nah, I be getting the towel like between the legs. Like you seen
nah,
in the cartoon.
That's wild.
Like,
that's OD. I ain't doing one of these.
Hey, it's called a saw. The saw. The saw. Yeah, like a tree, fam.
I ain't did that in some years,
that's
my boy.
Did,
since my balls dropped.
That,
but hey,
man.
If it get if you know what I'm saying, it gets you clean. It's okay. So just for the record, David and Bo, niggas don't wipe. They don't rinse correctly.
What you doing,
man?
You don't
answer.
They talking about I don't answer questions. You don't answer questions. What you did? What you do to rinse your behind?
All right, so I got another one. That's like.
See what I'm saying, bro?
I got another
like,
one.
Bo don't never answer the question,
bro. Dodging is crazy.
Oh, man.
Would you date somebody whose last relationship was 3 years long?
How old are they?
22.
How soon? How long ago was the relationship?
8 months.
That's solid. Yeah. I would do it.
3 years?
Yeah, three years. I feel like you was, especially if they was 22, they was a kid.
Yeah, they
just got a.
That's not like a real relationship.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, if it was like a. Shoot, it's my turn. I don't care how long it's been. I don't care. It's about my
it's
turn.
It's my turn.
Oh, okay. You might have been. It might have been someone you was waiting on anyway. Like 3 years, they was with a bum dude anyway.
Mm.
So I feel like the timetable don't necessarily matter. I feel like it's if they actually ready. If they not moved on for that 3 years, if they still talking about him every day, talking about he did this, he did that.
Yeah,
that's not the one for me. But I don't think the timetable should dictate.
I got one.
And it's your girl coming back.
Dude. Call her as Mac.
Uh-huh.
Name
he said
Mac. That's a girl, too.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know it was a girl driving her.
Yeah.
Imagine if that was Lotto behind that wheel. Boy, you talking about you not dating her? You crazy? Mm.
Bro, I don't want to date a girl who around trash all day.
So why? For why?
Actually, I'm not, sorry.
For why?
Actually, I'm not. That's just me.
He's shallow, bro.
I don't
want
to date a girl.
He's shallow.
Trash,
give me a question, bro.
Your style, I got one.
All right, bet.
All right. I like this girl, but she come to me asking about my homie all the time. What I do?
Wait, what?
I like a girl a lot, but she come to me asking about my homie all the time.
Oh, so she like me?
Yeah.
Ha.
Don't trip. We got you.
I got you.
What's up, man?
I'm not gonna lie. Oof, that's tough.
I got the answer.
What you got?
Folks not gonna like it, but I got it.
What's your answer?
You gotta throw salt in that motherfucker.
Salt?
Salt in his
on your boy, that's crazy.
Why are you asking about him? Ain't he fuck with what's name? What? You think I ain't throw salt on his band?
But
But what?
This is not a real nigga.
Boy, whoa, I didn't know.
But what? No. You don't know the backstory. You don't know the backstory.
My fault.
He took my girlfriend.
No, he took my girlfriend. He started off wrong. He started off wrong.
Who started it for real?
He was dating this girl, right? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? They broke up.
Okay.
His girl started messing with me. I wasn't reciprocating.
Okay.
But I was like, okay, I'm kind of messing with it now at this point. I go to him.
Respectfully.
My boy, is it cool if I, because she messing with me, you know what I'm saying? Yes.
You say yes?
It's okay.
If I ask you to rob,
what do I do? What do I do with that information?
If I say, bro, you care about my house?
What do I do with that information, bro?
Do I just assume
he not telling the truth that it's okay?
You said yes.
If I ask you to rob your house, you gonna say yeah.
I'm gonna say no.
I'm saying. Hold on, bro. I'm trying to get to a point, bro. I just forgot it. Y'all made me lose it because y'all kept cutting me off.
Come on, bro. I'm in the right, bro. I went and asked you, but then
okay,
then,
no, I got
then,
it.
Then we in a relationship, happy as ever. Uh-huh. He messing with her behind my back.
So, oh my
God. He was too busy checking the front door. He ain't checked the window. He ain't checked the window.
Oh my God.
He ain't checked the window.
I'll be telling you, that's crazy. That's not my real friend, bro.
She was always mine.
Oh my God. She was always mine. I just lent her to him for a little minute.
Exactly. Y'all haven't been on the show yet.
Nah, I just love to
get her on the show. I'm not gonna lie.
I told her we need to get her on the show. That'll be fine. Bro.
Oh my gosh.
That's the answer, bro.
But then,
so you thought
after our relationship, she went and dated my other pop. I'm the only real nigga in my friendship.
What y'all call it?
I'm the only real nigga, homie hopping.
No. The other word. She for the team. She for everybody.
Swoop. Yeah,
she's swoop.
Yeah, bro. Nah, no disrespect. It's all love. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect. Hey, yeah, bro. I'm the only one that asked, bro.
Yeah.
My friends ain't real niggas.
If I say, bro, can I rob your house? No. Cool. But even if you say yes, I know it's wrong to rob your house.
Why would he say yes?
You get what I'm saying?
Like, why would he say yes?
Why would you even do that, though? You robbed my house, bro.
Like, you told me to.
Why would you rob my house,
bro? You told me to rob the house. You gave me the keys.
I'm saying, so that make it right, though?
You gave me the keys.
So that make it right to come to my house and take my shit?
If you give me the keys, yes, it's okay.
Tell God that at the gates, nigga. Tell God that at the fucking gates.
Wait. I need trimming. So you, how you handle that then? If you,
what you mean?
You see, he said throw salt on it.
Throw it.
What you doing? Look, I'm a lobber.
I'm a real nigga.
I'm a lobber too.
Exactly, you
lob the homeboy? He just said he want her.
No.
It's a girl I want,
but she want my homeboy. I'm finna lob it to the homeboy. I'm not gonna cap.
Yeah.
You're a liar.
I'm telling the truth.
Why would y'all do that?
Girl, she want that nigga.
You want her though.
But she want him. Why would I want somebody that don't want me?
What?
Yeah. She don't want me.
She don't know that.
Fuck that.
Fuck that.
But she's gonna have to find out eventually.
I actually had a question of that.
Yeah.
So just talking about pulling. Y'all think you can pull your celebrity crush?
Yeah.
You think you can pull your celebrity? You met your celebrity crush.
I think I can pull anybody.
That's confidence.
He's cocky. It's not confidence. It's cocky.
Okay, cool. I'm cocky. Not confidence. I'm gonna just start going with it.
All right. So you think? You think you pull your celebrity crush?
You give me. She respond to my DMs? If I can get in a DM,
yeah.
I'm a talking that nigga.
Really? If she find out who I am, yes, I can pull it.
Like meet you in person type.
If she get to know me.
I'm a communications major. I can fucking, but right,
who's still the
I can talk.
Who's the top?
Lotto. She know who she is. All
right.
You know who she is.
she like one of your pictures.
Oh, God, it's all wet, boy. It's all wet.
It's that easy.
It's all wet.
I do it in the DMs, though. I ain't never, I'm not gonna lie to you, I ain't never really pulled
you
a girl.
You can't be too aggressive.
All right.
I don't even really like to.
I don't slide.
I'll be talking. I can't do DMs.
You can't do DMs?
I'll be talking.
It's not my cup of tea.
You're scared of them.
If I got to.
Yeah, because I don't like people in my business and people to be screenshot. Girl, look who trying to talk to me. I don't like that, bro. I don't like that.
You're talking to the choir, bro.
I don't like that.
It'd be like that for real.
That's why I ain't never been the one to slide up in DMs. Right.
Unless Lotto like your picture, you better be in the DMs.
Oh, I'm in that.
All right, so if Lotto come to you ask about me, what you doing? What you doing, bro?
Hey. What you doing?
Lotto, bro. I can put us both on.
He gonna tell you got AIDS, bro.
I got money.
Man, I got you, bro.
You got.
I got you.
Look at this. Look at this.
That nigga a hoe,
for real. Sure. Lying, bro.
I get a notification. He like, hey, bro, who that is? Nobody.
Nah, nobody.
Shit, just another fan.
Just a little whatever.
Another fan.
That's wild, bro.
Oh, man. The salt.
So what you what I'm supposed to, you tell me I'm supposed to throw the lob?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, if she wants some pop.
Look. She started talking to men's, right? She gotta have bad friends. She lot of.
I don't want friends.
She got.
I want Lotto.
Somebody.
He don't even want her.
You gonna go? You not gonna lie for real? You a lie. You gotta lie. I'm not gonna cap. It's not real. It didn't happen. She wants you. She wants you.
I appreciate you, boy. Cause that shit messed me up a little bit.
That's crazy, bro.
That shit messed me up.
That's crazy.
I'm throwing salt in the game. Mm.
What you got?
I'm throwing salt. All right, I got a question. Here we go. I DM'd your friend Bo and call him sexy and handsome every time y'all post, and he never acknowledges it. Uh-huh. What more can I do to get his attention? Don't trip.
We got you.
I got it.
What you got?
All right. You can't make someone appreciate you by giving them more of what they've already shown you they don't value.
I ain't never heard no, that was fire.
That was pressure.
You can't.
That was pressure.
He don't really care about that. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. So giving him more of, oh yeah, you look good. Yeah, I'll do this or I'll provide this. I don't mean nothing to my boy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You can relate that to anything. You can relate that to another person that you're trying to get after, you know, or you mess up with your girl, or you know what I'm saying, stuff falling off, you trying to get her back by love bombing.
Yeah,
shit,
yeah.
It'll never work, bro. If she already out of there, it's over with.
Yeah, bro.
It's over with.
You got to change it up. That's the thing. Like you just said, like if you love bombing with stuff that obviously ain't working, you got to take a different.
It's never gonna work.
It's never gonna work.
Gotta try something.
They get it. You either losing money, you losing time, you losing something. Like you just keep getting her gifts, and she like nah. You good. But if you show her some sentimental something, like get her write her a letter or something, change it up a little bit. That might get her. Like it's stuff you got to change up for real.
Yeah.
So the same game don't work. You gotta adapt. Man, you gonna need
take it out, that. Twist it, put it back
to,
in.
What
take
they gotta do to get me?
To get you?
Yeah.
See, this man, I don't know, because right now he got a girlfriend, so. Yeah. And he not leaving that. Mm-hmm. But in the rare case that he do leave that, to get your attention, bro. Oh, you got to come with some, what's that old school music you be listening to, bro?
That was Anita Baker this month.
Yeah. Send him some music, some old folk music. He'll like something like that.
Something you have to respond to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, hey, where you hear this song at? You know this one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't like this. You ain't got nothing like this.
Send him some money. He move off money. Boy, love money.
Hey.
Yeah, man.
Well, yeah.
All
right. That's the one I had.
That's knowledge. That's knowledge right there. You can drop this one right there.
All right. My girl got 5 pictures of the same male celebrity in her phone. What I do?
Don't trip.
We gotcha.
Nah. That's nobody wants a fan, bro. Nobody wants a fan. I don't care if you're a fan of me. I don't care if you're a fan of. I'm sick, bro. Could y'all get... oh my gosh.
Five pictures of Chris Brown or Michael B. Like,
he ain't you supposed to go to a Chris Brown concert with your girl?
Nah.
Hey, she, your girl, Chris Brown called your girl on stage.
You letting her go?
Yo, we had that conversation, hey. Right?
What was your answer? I can't remember.
No.
No?
She's going on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
But I said, if he go as far as, like, kissing her on the cheek. And
nah, he not doing that. He going to dance, though.
On her?
Yeah,
that nigga be hunching.
Okay, cool.
He, no.
So what you going to do? What you going to do? Yeah.
Yanking her.
You expect her to... She should. You going to yank her? You expect her to come down?
I expect you to come down.
And if she don't,
I'm going to give her the look. Mm-hmm. She know what's up. You know what I'm saying? But nah, this nigga, nah, I don't care who you with. You not hunching on my girl.
Yeah, that's fashion.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, what we doing, it's not.
You going to let your girl get hunched on?
Bro, we not talking about me. This is what he do, bro. He reverses it to me.
Did I answer the question?
You answered the question. I do want
to. You not done. I got more questions for your question, bro. You know what I'm saying, though?
Yo, I'm trying to get my be liking my answers, bro, because they be so simple.
Nah, you know, oh, that was funny. Huh. Y'all called old girl, she gave you an answer. Hold up. If a girl asks you on stage, Tiana Taylor, you at a Tiana Taylor concert.
Or Janet Jackson
type. Yeah, Janet Jackson type.
Okay.
With your girl, if she asks you to come up stage, you going on stage?
Like Janet asked me?
Yeah.
She asked me for something?
Janet Jackson later. I mean earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like Tiana Taylor,
yeah.
Why wouldn't I go?
With your girl, because she gonna do what Chris Brown about to do to her.
Yeah.
To you on
she
stage.
Hunt you.
Yeah.
I'm not. I don't want her.
But she's still gonna go on stage.
Lotto.
Entertainment is entertainment.
Lotto bring you on stage.
You know that I'm going.
But your girl,
are you thinking about your girl
right
at all?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
What are you thinking about?
Yes, I am.
What are you thinking about?
Not dropping my drawers and goddamn beating them goonies down.
So you, as long as she. As long as your things stay in your pants, you think you good?
Bro, if she take me to a Lotto concert, she know how I feel about Lotto. So at that point, you saying, whatever I experience here is for me. That's you don't got to be selfish. It's my experience.
I don't care. I'm selfish.
It's my experience.
I'm selfish.
Okay, that's fine. That means you cool with if you took your girl.
I'm not taking my girl to a Chris Brown concert in the first place.
Oh my girl.
So I don't even have to be in that position.
I'm not in that situation.
I mess with you.
Because I know my girl. My girl bad enough for Chris Brown to look at her.
Cool.
So no, I'm not going for that.
Nah, bro.
I'm not going for that.
Y'all can call it y'all want.
Mm-mm.
Nah.
Mm-mm.
Chris Brown ain't handsome.
Chris Brown ain't handsome.
Mm-mm.
Would y'all love? Would y'all love?
That'd be loud.
What was that?
That's a plane? Fuck. That'd be loud. That sound like Obama.
Me. Y'all different than the near y'all next to the war.
That don't sound like no play to me.
Man. I heard the South was wild, but like, come on now.
Yeah, we get a little gooder now.
Alright, would you rather have your shorty have a bunch of guy friends or a bunch of girls that was for the streets? Guy friends or girls for the streets? Contemplation.
That's dang, bro.
Uh-huh.
What are the guy friends like though?
They just cheat. All she I'm gonna hang out with my friends. You know it's a dude every single time.
I don't care.
She going out.
What the guy friends are like. They're guys.
They're guys.
I don't trust niggas.
That's fine. And you don't trust niggas, but you trust women that are hoes, are known hoes. So which one are you picking?
I don't know,
bro. Mm. Cause you know you the common saying, you is what you hang around.
Yeah.
So there's that versus hanging around a bunch of penises.
I'ma have to go with the girls.
Uh-huh.
I gotta go with the girls. That last comment threw me off.
I'm gonna say the girls, bro.
I had to go with the girls.
A little
man.
Bit of time for that one. Throw something in the ring. Nah, that's a hard question, but. I feel like there could always be like a good apple in the tree.
They can, because if I'm around, and I've had friends that wasn't the most loyal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if I'm.
Y'all be throwing shade for real.
Bruh, I ain't even finna take it at all. Like, I ain't even finna respond to that foolishness. But cool, I done had friends that wasn't the most loyal, and that didn't, if I chose to be loyal to my girl, then that's what I chose. Right. It wasn't, you know what I'm saying? A nigga that can fall short to peer pressure. No, that ain't me.
Alright, here was one of the questions someone asked you.
Hit me.
Men like getting catcalled. Don't trip.
We got you. Catcalled. Like in public?
Yeah. Hey, Matt. Gray shorts. Coochie daddy shorts.
I mean, it's cool to an extent. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, I used to be a server, right?
Mm-hmm.
You laughing,
bro. You used to get catcalled by gay men.
Nah, facts. That's real shit. I was like, Nah, that's fact.
Hey, he used, bro, to be, like, he used to be so mad. Look,
men or women, like, it's cool to an extent. Like, I don't mind. I ain't gonna say I don't mind, but I won't get upset, you know what I'm saying, if they do it once or twice, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, bro, if you start going to three,
they don't five, stop.
Louder and louder, like, yeah, come on, bro. Like.
Bro, you've been laughing the whole time,
bro. Bruh. Cause he be trying to be so respectful, bro, and not like.
I try to be, bro. Like,
but they keep going.
You gay or not? I think I'm a handsome brother as well. You know what I'm saying? So I respect that. I appreciate that you do as well. But, bro, if I don't answer you the first and second time,
yeah.
Come on, son.
Might as well ask the third. Maybe.
Oh, he was trying to serenade you.
Singing is cool, but it's what he was singing.
What song was it?
I'm out of town, thugging with my round.
Nah, bro, that nigga shit.
Boy, that man was so funny, bro.
They called me and was making signs and stuff a few times. Because I was serving them and stuff. But, bro, I walk away. And this nigga started singing.
What he said?
What he said? What was the song? Bro, I think he said it was a group of them, bro.
Oh, that's the
niggas was like
quartet.
The niggas was like, I don't see nothing wrong. With a little bump.
Oh.
Hey. Hey. So like I be trying to be cool, but bro, I genuinely got hot, bro. Like hot, bro. I was like, nigga, I know you lying. I know these niggas not singing to me right now.
They're crying, bro.
And I just had to act like I ain't here. Oh Lord, yeah, bro.
Oh man.
Yeah, it messed with me, bro.
Hey, you was. It feel like that. I think you're right, though. I think to an extent, it's cool.
Yeah. Man.
Even, like, with girls, with guys, like, you got to be bold. Like, catcalling, I ain't catcalled in a minute. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Y'all ever been one of them dudes to, like, bark?
Like, really bark?
Like when you,
nah,
like,
I ain't never been one of them. That's your thing? That's your thing?
I ain't never done that
you
before.
You sure?
Yeah, I ain't never
done that. I mean, your bark was a little, that was pretty smooth.
Was too loud, you know what I'm saying? Was too quiet?
Nah, I seen that like, in another country, bro. The men be ruthless. Like, nah, I went to Barbados. I went to like Africa, all that stuff, bro. They don't care. It like, shorty walk by, they staring at him. The whole group be like, mama, baby, come be my queen.
Yeah, get that like that at the gas station.
The gas station.
Oh yeah. You go to the QT, it's over with.
Yeah.
No matter what she wearing.
Yeah.
They on her ass. They on her ass. Oh yeah, yeah, my boy. Yeah, he be getting them.
Keep the cat calling to just be.
Sometimes though, I be feeling girls like damn, bro.
Yeah.
Even when like girls do it, like one time, I was jogging and stuff. I had my shirt off, bro.
Yeah. Just
flexing the girl. Dum 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 dum. And she like poo 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 woo. All right,
bro. Relax. All right, bro.
That's how I feel in my DM though.
Yeah.
Since we,
I don't feel that like that in my DM though.
Really?
Shit, I do.
You don't feel it's not the same.
I don't think you just give off.
We have, bro. I have this one follower, and I'm not gonna put her name out there.
Yeah.
But all my followers know about her, and Shawty is aggressive.
Okay.
But she be on my body, and then she be putting so much pressure that it's like. She came on the live one time, and I was speechless.
Wait, y'all let her on the live.
She don't follow no hints.
I know you pressed the exact button.
She don't follow no hints. Yeah. You have to tell her, stop. Or she gonna keep going.
Hey, man.
So,
there's a point. I feel like everyone always thinks there's only guys that do that. But girls be ruthless with it. I'm not gonna lie.
I wonder why, though. I don't feel like that in my DMs, like versus in person.
That's a good point.
I don't know, because I don't be feeling like, damn, chill out in my DMs.
Man.
Yeah.
I don't know, fam.
My shit's been nuts.
Y'all been popping off since the videos been popping off.
Yeah, let's just like, and the crazy thing is, our fan base. The clip that blew up was a leaf clip. I dare him to eat a leaf for $55.
Oh. Cool. I know you got some bacteria.
Stupid shit. Stupid shit. So we thinking, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? If anybody relate to it, it's niggas on the front porch. Tight. You know what I'm saying? But most of our fan base is women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, comments, likes, most of them be women. We have some dudes in there. But the most interaction we get is from women. And me, I've been feeding off. Okay, cool. So I'm going to give you what you want then. I'm going to post videos that I know women going to like.
Tight.
So y'all can share this motherfucker around. Y'all can share this. I date a school bus driver. Y'all niggas shallow.
I'm shallow.
He's shallow, bro.
Nah, but yeah, you gotta give them what they want. Yeah. Honestly, they be bold out here. It's cool. I feel like at the beginning, if you a decent looking person, your stuff could pop off based off that. Mm. And you do something funny, they're gonna love that.
Yeah,
like, for sure. But then like eventually, the actual fan base start to build, like people that actually just mess with your content, and that's what you want to get. Cause like you, when Shorty follow your account, like, oh, he fine, whatever. And then, oh, he got a girl. So I'm going to follow their content. Like, I'm not finna mess with him.
Yeah.
He wasn't really with the content.
He wasn't with it.
He just wants some business. Like, it's not.
Nah. I feel that.
What you got? You got any more? I'm out.
I got one. What's the most toxic thing that you've done in a relationship? My shit.
I'm not going to cap. I ain't never done nothing toxic.
So what's the worst thing that you think you did that's like, damn? That was a little crazy. What's the craziest thing you think you did in a relationship? You switched toxic with crazy.
All right.
The craziest. Even if you don't think it's crazy, what's the craziest? I got a list.
See, I know y'all gonna talk me because I really ain't got nothing.
I got a frill. You a good wholesome dude? That's nice.
That's nice. That's nice. What y'all doing?
I wish I can get
what's yours?
It's the most toxic thing I did.
Yeah.
The most toxic thing I did probably. All right, so if we in a relationship, if you leave, and I still want you,
you're not going nowhere.
Where the fuck is you going?
No,
what we got going on? So, now, if you leave, you know what I'm saying, and I'm off you, all right, cool, whatever.
Uh-huh.
But you talking about you leaving and I'm still in your body? No, so run it back. Let me talk to you real quick. So I had that one girl, and I had messed up. It was my fault.
Uh-huh.
I messed up. She decided to leave. So I'm like, okay, cool. And then, you know what I'm saying, months down the line, she got a new dude. Like, cool. Okay. He's straight. He play sports. He ain't a star player, though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
She talking about he love her, she love him, they so in love. Think he love you? All right, let's see. So I called. I got this one girl that I've been on and off with for years.
Yeah.
Bad as hell.
Told her to go holler at the nigga?
Man, what? Hey. Hey, bro, go DM this nigga real quick. Let me know what he say. Semi hitter his way.
Nah.
You talking about he love you for real. Let's see. Let motherfucker see.
Put the hit out.
Cool. Center. Hey, go DM him. Send me the screenshot what he say. Come on, what's one plus one, bro?
He has strategies.
What's one plus one?
Two.
Come on, man.
It's
the math gonna math every time, bro.
It's two.
That man responded with the quickness. She had buddy ready to meet up that night.
Oh.
So I'm like, okay, cool. I hit, oh girl, yeah, bro, how you and your dude doing? I said, we great. Oh yeah, word. I just want to show you what you was, you know what I'm saying, loving on the last couple months. Boom, here you go. Let the trash take itself out, man. You don't love you. I love you, bro. Come at home.
So what? She came back to you.
Come at home.
She came back to you.
Come back home.
She came back to you.
Yeah, it didn't work out. She came back. You ever got your girl back and it's not what you thought it was gonna be? She came back, it worked. But then it was like, damn, like this ain't what I thought.
Did you just want it because you couldn't have it?
Though? Maybe.
That's
probably.
Yeah. Pride was hurt.
Yeah, that's how it was.
Pride was hurt.
I had to go ruin that. You're not finna be happy without me.
Hey, look at you saved her though.
Right.
I saved her.
One thing I would never ever say.
Go ahead. I already know it.
I want to see you happy, even if it's not with me.
Whoa.
Like, hold up. You got me bent.
You wouldn't say that.
I would never say
that. You don't even mean it.
You're not lying.
I would never say that.
You never say that.
Why would I want to see you happy with somebody else?
because you just want her happy, even if you don't get nothing out of the deal.
But you care about it for real.
I want to see her happy.
Uh-huh.
I don't want to see her happy with another nigga.
Okay. Okay, but I want you to be happy. You don't got to see it.
What if you don't make her happy no more? All
right. I want you to be happy. I will never put that other part on the sentence. Bro. Never
say so you don't want her to be happy then?
That's not true.
It is true. But what if she's not happy with you?
I won't say that. I won't say I want you to be happy with another nigga.
Okay, but you don't want her to be happy.
I want her to be happy.
But what if she's happy with another nigga though?
In general.
But what if she's happier?
I'm not saying that is what I'm saying. I'm not saying that.
So then you don't want her to be happy. Do you see what I'm saying?
I'm not saying that part to her. I'm not telling her that.
Okay, but do you want her to be happy? I'm asking you.
Period.
No, you don't. I'm telling you, you don't.
Why did you say that?
Because if she's happier with another nigga, you don't want that.
I want her to be happy. Pending picture.
Bruh, do you understand what I'm saying? Bruh, like, you see what I'm saying? He trying to Jedi my... Bruh, if you want her to be happy and she's happier with another nigga...
Would you say, I want you to be happy regardless of what happens? Regardless.
No, he won't say that.
I won't say that part.
I want you to be happy, period. Isn't
it? But if she's happy with another nigga... Are you still happy that she's happy?
Yeah, she's happy. I'm saying I won't physically say, I want you to be happy with another nigga.
Why won't you physically say that?
Because I don't mean it. So,
I'm not going to cap. I'm not going to say that either.
Okay, that's fine. I just want him to say he don't really want her to be happy then.
That's not true, though.
That's very true, bro.
I don't want her to be with another nigga. I don't want to see her with another nigga.
Okay, cool. That's fine. But what if that other nigga's making her happy?
But that doesn't change the fact that I don't want her to be happy with another.
So then you don't want her to be happy. But you not see what I'm saying, bro?
You don't see what I'm saying.
I see what you're saying, but what you're saying is not correct. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
I'm confused,
man, bro. Cause that what he do, bro. He mix up the questions, brother. He mix up the logic.
I've never been confused before.
He mix up the logic, and I know what I'm saying. I just don't know how to explain it.
Would you rather catch your girl in the act of physically cheating, or catch her paying another nigga bills? Bills. Sending this nigga money for bills. You can see the proof.
What's the difference?
What's the difference is crazy.
I'm crying off both.
Hey, you sick for like the whole rent car?
Bro, bills, bro. Money, bro. Or physically cheated.
Bro, it's no difference.
That's the same thing up in it.
Why are you sending your money, though? Why are you sending your money?
Nah. Bills, though. I can't do that. That's crazy.
You ready to catch her paying a bill?
Yeah.
You think she just giving that bill money for free, my boy?
At least you right. With the other one, I don't know if she paying the bills.
That's she getting fucked and she paying for it? That's a prostitute? My girl likes prostitutes? Bruh, that would be the worst. Nah, bro, my ego would be destroyed.
Yeah, bro, I'd be ruined.
My ego would be destroyed.
If you was struggling to pay rent, too.
Yeah.
And she was paying the other.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, twin.
That's a good question.
No.
Wow.
That's good.
No. Huh. If you catch your girl cheating, are you fighting the dude on site and he naked?
He naked?
Nah, I ain't fighting no niggas. Niggas just gonna be niggas.
He in your bed?
My bed.
Oh, yeah.
You gonna hit him while he naked?
I'm gonna be outside. Get ready.
I might shoot that nigga. That's crazy, bro.
It's a good concept.
That's crazy, bro.
Oh no.
Nah. Only if they're in my crib.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not about to.
Other than that, I'm finna come snap a pic and then dip off.
What you need a picture, bro?
Cause she gonna be like, nah, I ain't do. You see this? Nah, you're not getting away with that. Come on now.
He'll come snap a pic and take off. That's crazy.
I'm gonna put the flash on too. So like,
y'all are liars.
Y'all
would be too hurt. Y'all would be too crushed to do anything.
Nah, something gotta happen.
I'm probably saying.
You hearing it?
You hearing it?
You seen it? Oh, ooh, ooh, no. No. Okay. I got a good one. I've been talking to this girl for 3 weeks, and I want her so bad, but I can't take her out again until I get paid on Friday. What can I do right now to make her feel special that's under $20? Don't trip.
Yeah, we got you.
Man, that shit gas on God.
Picnic.
Picnic.
Easy.
Picnic? And
crackers.
Yeah. Picnic.
Crackers.
Shoot, you go to, if you want, you say under $20.
Yeah, make her feel special.
Yeah, yeah.
You get your 6-inch sub from Subway, two of them things, mm-hmm. or you just buy 1 foot long.
I have $20 total.
Yeah, you can get one.
Ruin it. $20, no car.
Does she have a car?
Yeah, but bro, you can't do that. What? You trying to make her feel special.
Flowers.
How do I do anything else?
Flowers.
Well, I'm going to give him a free play. Check
this
out.
Wait, hold on. Repeat the question again.
I've been talking to this girl for 3 weeks, and I want her so bad, but I can't take her out again till I get paid on Friday. What can I do right now to make her feel special? That's under $20.
How you took out the first time?
I mean, I don't know. This is a question nigga asked.
Gotta be the first check.
Nah, but like transportation wise.
Ah.
Maybe he borrowed somebody's car. He borrowed somebody's homeboy car.
Okay, and he can't borrow a car this
time. I guess not. Nah. Alright. I got a free play though. I got a free play. And it's guaranteed work. You know what I'm saying? Cool. You got $20. Download Instacart. You know what I'm saying? It should be a Publix, Kroger. I don't know. We got fans all over the country. You got to know what Kroger is?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Publix, Kroger, Instacart, a bouquet of flowers. You know what I'm saying? Like 3 flowers. It should be like anywhere between $13, $15. I got a code, an Instacart code. Mm-hmm. Use that code, you get $5 off. Cool. You have to have an address. Damn, that was a point, but I should start up that. You got to have an address. Now, find a way. If you don't got an address, find a way for her to give it to you. I do not suggest going through her friends and getting her address through her friends. Get it organically from her. Just don't make it weird.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Get it delivered to her house. Boom. Once they deliver, call up. Boom, boom, boom. And try to come outside. You know what I'm saying? She's going to be just waking up. What you talking about? Man, why can't find ass outside? You ain't doing it. She's going to walk outside, see the flowers. That's all you're going to hear. Done. Mm. Oh, wait. Mm. Now you done set yourself up for the whole week till you see you on Friday. She gonna be thinking about that. Cool. Easy, that's simple, funny, yeah. Under 20 bones. You ain't gotta leave work. Y'all do that from your table.
I thought you were talking about like a date though.
No, he said I'm making feel special.
Just make a hobby.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, do girl, that.
When you think about it, girls ain't that complicated
at all.
Girls ain't that complicated.
Ain't that complicated. It's a simple shit.
Like until you mess with their heads, they not that complicated.
Yeah.
Like until you actually do something that like kind of throw it off. They just want flowers. They just want little hugs and kisses, that's it.
That's it?
So, little reminder.
Yeah, little reminder.
If she like you.
Yeah, yeah.
If she don't like you, that's not going to work.
If she don't like you, you got to put a little extra work in that joint.
You believe in that?
That's the thing.
I don't believe in
that. I ain't putting in work.
No.
Y'all ain't.
I'm not about to convince
if I like you. If I like you, you got about 30 seconds to like me back.
30 seconds is bad. What you mean?
If you don't.
Hold up.
I'm not about to convince.
Why you don't like me back, though?
It's about the hard work.
Why she don't like me back?
Work for
her? Why she don't like me back? I like her just because I like her.
Yeah, yeah.
She didn't do nothing for me to like her. So why you don't like me? Because you like me.
Nah, you could definitely change a girl's mind, though.
The hardest working man in the room is not the richest man in the room, my boy.
Hard work. I'm not putting in hard work.
Y'all ain't never going after a girl that wasn't.
I have, and that's why I'll never do it again.
No.
Okay. Nah, bro. All right. Why don't you like me back?
What?
They got a bright.
Alright.
Yeah.
I don't do the hard work
though. You don't do that
for no girl.
Okay, hold on. We don't do no hard work to get a girl to like us.
Okay.
Yeah. Now if it's mutual, I'll go behind the world for you.
Alright.
But if I'm just trying to get you to like, should I give me a chance? Man, you don't wanna give me a chance. What? Yeah. Why wouldn't you wanna give me a chance?
Is this someone who isn't interested in you or just like they neutral? You feel me?
Nah,
like,
this is neutral, somebody.
Versus them being like a girl that actually, like, you know she wants you for fact.
That's different. Okay, I'll put in work. I'll put in work for that.
All right.
I'll put in work towards that.
Yeah. I'm not convincing nobody to like
me. Yeah, we shouldn't have to do that.
All right, so y'all hear that?
Yeah. Heard that. That's all right. We good.
All right, y'all bringing roses on the first date?
Yeah.
Another free play when you go pick her up.
Uh-huh.
A little rose. Have it in the passenger seat. When you pull up, come out the car, open her door. She gonna see the rug. Man, come on, bro. This shit too easy, bro.
When the last time you did it?
You see how feral this man moving, bro? What you talking about, bro? How fair he moving, man?
On the Hallmark commercial.
She know who she is. Oh. You know who you is, son.
He know who his fans is.
Yeah. She know who she is.
Yeah.
She know who she is.
Got the supporters.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure, little Rose.
Every woman don't get that.
Oh, okay.
That's to like, set yourself. There's certain things you can do to set yourself apart.
Nah, you about to throw him under the bus,
bro. Do you know how many times this man got me in trouble, bro?
Let me not do this, because this.
Do you know how many times this man got me in trouble, bro?
What you mean? Me get you in trouble?
Yes,
you
know, bro.
You can ask me, would I snitch on the gang or cheat on my girlfriend? How am I going
to do that? That's what he chose.
He had to say snitch on the gang because he got a girl.
What did I choose?
You chose to snitch, bro.
Watch the video.
Bro, he chose snitch.
I said, look at them birds.
He said,
I ain't choose nothing, nigga.
What that sound like to you, bro?
Come on,
that
son.
Sounds like bro not trying to.
Hey, on, no response bro, is a no, response, my boy.
He
said no response.
No answer is an answer. No answer is an answer.
Ooh,
that man snitching on the game.
I know exactly what he's finna say, too. I'm about to be.
Yeah, like, man, he's snitching on me. Man, that man snitching. That man singing. That man told me he'll send me to prison for $1 million.
A million?
For 10 years.
Would you go to prison for me?
Why are you lying?
That's what you said.
I got the video.
I don't care. That's what he said.
That nigga lying.
You'll send me to prison for $1 million. A meal, that's all it take, my boy?
That's crazy.
That's all it take. One M.
Oh, Lord.
And question, do I get most of the money? Because I got to do the time.
I never said I would send you for 10 years,
bro. All right, bro. 2 months, 3 months for a meal. Yeah, cool. How we splitting this money up, though?
You gonna get most of it, yeah.
How much? What are we talking about?
Sandy, 30? Take a look.
He thinking 60-40.
60-40.
60-40? You didn't do nothing to get that money, though.
60-40.
You didn't do nothing to get that money.
60-40.
That's crazy. That's crazy. I'm in there fighting for my life. He chilling with my M.
That sounds about right.
That shit crazy, bro.
For your life for 3 months,
that shit crazy.
This is funny, bro. This is
3 months.
This is the most I left in.
I got 90 days, man.
Not 90 days.
Ain't even 100.
In Fulton County, bro. One of the most dangerous prisons in the nation. Well, nah, you know what I'm saying?
You better stop watching like that. I'm not going to cap. Not in there, boy. I'm cold.
Hey, if I go to prison, boy, I'm going to be the dirtiest nigga in there. You is not going to want to put your hands on me.
God forbid.
Them boys get behind me. They got to work, nigga. Work. Work. You got to work.
Singing your songs, bro.
Mm-mm. That's crazy. I ain't never done nothing toxic in your relationship. David, I don't believe that.
I ain't doing nothing. I promise.
Have I done anything toxic?
I couldn't even do it.
Have I told you anything toxic?
You ain't told me nothing toxic. That's what I'm thinking. Like, maybe you got some shit under the wraps that you ain't never. But yeah.
I just don't care that much, bro.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody show me they like me, like I said, I'm not about to convince you to like me again. Like, if you want to leave me, go. I'm the best thing that ever happened to you.
See the arrogance, bro. See it.
He's trying to be real with it.
Nah, I got one more question. My right hand man snaked me, and I can't let that slide.
Ooh.
How do I get my get back?
Don't trip.
We got you.
We got you.
You got a girl.
Huh?
You got a girl. Hey, that's the fastest way to win.
That's the best.
Do a girl, man.
How to hurt somebody?
Hey, niggas will kill you about that girl.
Actually. Oh my god.
Actually.
You think that's the best way?
That's probably
go through the girl.
Yeah, I think that's the best way. I'm not gonna lie, but shoot, me personally, I let it go.
Yeah, I let it.
Yeah.
Cause he's just gonna cause more trouble. He gonna get what coming to him eventually. But like, that's crazy.
Nah, the best get back is no get back. Yeah, that's the best get back. And I went through my phase where I used to be a get back nigga, like,
Nah,
you ain't finna get over on me.
Yeah.
Shit don't matter, bro. You just, if the way I look at it, if somebody can do some lame shit and that lame shit makes me do lame shit, I'm just as lame. Really, I'm more lame. Cause at least you slide me out, cause that's your body. I'm just doing it cause you did it. So now I'm lame and a follower.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's bad. That's bad. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Somebody snake you like that, bro.
Let it go.
Remove, bro. Remove.
Y'all ever, shoot, I can't even ask y'all that. Y'all still friends?
No, we not.
I'm about to say, y'all ever forgive something.
We not friends.
Nigga, nigga took my bitch. Nigga took my bitch.
Still on your porch.
Nah, people don't, people be blown. Like, I'll talk to people that ask about our friendship, and I'll be like, yeah, we ain't never even gotten in an argument. Me and this nigga never even gotten in an argument. Yeah. We ain't never said no shit that we ain't never meant to say. Like, oh, y'all niggas ain't real friends, and y'all not real friends until you get in an argument, until y'all mad at each other and y'all overcome it. And I want people to lose that stigma of it has to be pain for you to believe that it's love, yeah, or it has to be hurt or betrayal for somebody to love you. Like, that's trauma bonding.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I was just blessed to be a part of a friendship where, you know what I'm saying, it was love all the time.
From day one. Yeah. Regardless of what happened.
Yeah. Still a hoe, though.
took my bitch.
Y'all good.
Took my bitch and I got her back. He just mad because I got my get back.
Hey, let's close it then. Hey, that's episode, it, man.
So smooth.
Go follow the boys if you on my page. Tap in. It was a funny one. A funny one for sure. We got more stuff coming for y'all, but just tap in. Y'all got anything to see your people?
Man, don't trip. We got you all the time, man.
Shoot. It just sent out. I should have sent y'all some merch, bro. I should have sent y'all.
Oh, I'd have been rocking. I'd have walked that today.
Damn.
I'm out here in a tanky.
Oh, man.
I'd have brought that today.
Figure it out. It's a tanky. It's crazy.
But yeah, we gonna appreciate y'all watching. Y'all stay tuned, man. We got more coming. Believe that.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Oh, yeah. My dog.
I've been looking forward to doing that for a minute, bro.
Yeah, bro. I've been looking forward. I've been